you heard in the big lead, I am not a fan of some of the forms we are now seeing. Last night, we started seeing them for the first time. If you are not vaccinated and you want to claim a religious exemption, some of the questions the state of Washington is asking on the forms: explain how a vaccine, COVID vaccine, conflicts with your asserted strongly held religious beliefs. How long have you held these religious beliefs? Do your religious beliefs include objections to other vaccines or medicines? And have you ever received a vaccination in the past? Under what circumstances? On and on it goes. And this, to me, is the epitome of an overreaching government. State Senator Doug Erickson joins me here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you for having me on, Dory. And first, full disclosure, I just have to say, I am not pro-vax or anti-vax. I am in favor of people having the choice to make what's best for their family.
Yeah, I'll modify my position a little bit. I'm pro-vax. I think it made sense for me. I'm now glad my girls got it. I was on the fence on that, but I'm seeing that's making a difference for people who get the COVID. But I am with you. I am absolutely against a mandate. So what do you make of these forms that for the people who claim a religious exemption that the state is making citizens fill out?
You know, Dory, this is much like the COVID response from day one in Washington State. It's a confused response. It's a disorganized response. It's not clear. I mean, will different state employees have different questions they have to answer to try to get this exemption? Will different private sector people have a different questionnaire? So much like everything we've seen through this process, it is disjointed. It is it's looking for a way to kind of grease over the problem, I guess, or do something. And really, I think it's unfair and unethical. And how can I have a person try to tell me how strong their religious values are? And is Governor Inslee going to have a department of being able to determine how strong your religious values are?
Yeah, they're going to judge. They're going to judge the sincerity of our religious faith. And then one other agency sent out a boilerplate form. It didn't come from Inslee's office, but request for religious exemption from COVID-19 vaccine. And it has you take it to your religious leader, and then it says in the space below, please provide a written and signed statement supporting the basis of the observant's faith. So now we have to go to our pastor, our priest, or you know, whoever, or rabbi, and they're going to attest to our faith. This is crazy, Doug.
You know, I what they're trying to do, of course, is to make it so you can't just check a box and say I'm religious. I don't want to get the shot, right? But this is just crazy. And do you need to have an organized religion? Can you be a church of one? Can you go to your spiritual guru to get it signed off on? So that's where I say this is a disjointed response. You know, in terms of a mandate, they realize they're in trouble. They're mandating people get a vaccine. It's going to harm our ability to respond with EMTs and first responders and nurses. So they're trying to find a way out of it. But again, they're not doing it in a very artful, thought out way in terms of how we should be managing a crisis like this. And Dory, it's not like they haven't had time to think about it. I mean, we've been in a state of emergency now, according to Jay Inslee, for 18 months.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and for a big chunk of those 18 months, towards the end of last year, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Jay Inslee all on the record that they wouldn't trust this vaccine. They wouldn't take it. They'd have serious questions about it. And now those same people are saying, oh, if you have the same questions that we expressed a few months ago, you should lose your livelihood. And the way I look at this, Doug, is I think that if they weren't so heavy-handed, they could probably get a lot more people vaccinated. I think a lot of people are digging in their heels, not necessarily for a religious reason or for a medical reason. They're digging in their heels because they don't like a government that treats its citizens like that.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, kind of the arrogance of Jay Inslee's comment of please don't lose your job, you know, by not getting the shot. I mean, why is it up to Jay Inslee to decide if I lose my job or not? That's just craziness out of the box right there. So, no, in total agreement with you, Dory, on that. But, again, it's a disjointed response. It's unorganized in terms of how they're going about it. And that's what I think leads the people to question, you know, what's going on in the whole COVID situation in America. And then how can they look at states like Florida, Texas, North Dakota, Montana, even Idaho, that have completely different responses than what's happening in Washington State, and then try to say that the science is uniform across the country? when clearly there are different opinions everywhere you go about how to respond to the COVID crisis. And I think that just makes people upset also. And, of course, Jay Inslee has to be the strongest and the firmest and the most progressive, I guess, on everything. So he's trying to do the most here in Washington State to get on the news.
And so why is he trying to get on the news? Is he going to run for president again in 24?
Who knows? Some politicians just like to be on the news, you know? Yeah. I like to be on the Dory Monson show. Jay Inslee likes to be on MSNBC, apparently.
Oh, you come out the winner in that one.
Far and away. So, more listenership, too.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with State Senator Doug Erickson. So what's the end game going to be? We get to the middle of October. The Firefighters Union has said essentially what I just said, that they're going to dig in their heels just because they, you know, they're an independent lot, these firefighters. They're people who take control of their own destiny. They don't want Jay Inslee to tell them what to do, and they don't want to be forced to do this. What's the end game if we get to mid-October and thousands of teachers and hundreds of first-liners say, all right, I guess we're out of a job? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. I think it's going to come to a head here, I think, in the next couple of weeks as schools get ready to reopen. And parents are coming face to face with the mask mandate. Teachers are saying, I don't want to get the vax. It's not just teachers. It's custodial staff. It's your paraeducators, your aides in the classroom, many of whom do not want to get the shot for whatever reason. Many of whom don't want to wear a mask, don't want to make their kids wear a mask. So I think in the next 2 weeks, this will come to a head. And if the public puts up enough of a united front, I think you will see the governor coming through with more options. For example, get a weekly COVID test if you don't want to get the vaccine. Those types of options, I think, will become available to people, which I think is even better than the religious objection. Mm-hmm. Simply say, okay, you don't want to get the shot. Maybe if you're an EMT or a nurse, you get tested twice a week, whatever it is. And I think that most people would be fine with that in terms of what needs to happen. And really, I was speaking with my hospital today, and he said that upwards of 83% of their staff is already vaccinated. So you're getting down to such a small percentage in certain places. What difference does it really make at the end of the day if you have some people just say, I don't want to get the vaccine for whatever reason?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you just made a real interesting point that I hadn't thought of. I am a Christian, but it strikes me it's just flat out wrong if a Christian has a legitimate religious objection to it and an atheist has a legitimate personal objection to it, and the Christian could get out of it and the atheist could not. That doesn't seem fair to me. Here I am, a Christian defending all the atheists out there.
You know, that's just the screwy part of the system, and it's been historical on this whole vax mandate issue, which, you know, I've been working on for years now in Olympia. And by the way, Dory, this is not a Republican-Democrat issue. It's not a Christian, non-Christian issue. This thing cuts across all party, religious, ethnic lines when it comes to the personal choice to make a decision if you want to have something injected into your body. And that I think that's really an interesting point that needs to be brought out there. It's not Trump supporters and MAGA hats, as some people try to make it sound. It's a wide cross-section of society who has concerns about vaccines in general and what they do to their body.
Amen. All right, State Senator Doug Erickson, but there's nothing you guys can do about this till the next session, right?
Well, if Jay Inslee were a smart person, he would call us into a special session.
Stop right there. I don't need to hear what you have to say after those first words. No, go ahead.
He would call us into a special session, and then that would add legitimacy to whatever decision happens. Maybe the legislature decides, you know what, we want you to get the vax, and we take a vote on it, and we debate it out in public. Then it has legitimacy for the public. But having one person sitting there in his bunker in Olympia making these decisions, I think also rubs a lot of people wrong. So let the legislature come together. I can guarantee you, I have Republicans who are going to vote for, you know, to probably require you to get a vaccine. I have Democrats who will vote against it. But then you have legitimacy and the people's voices heard to their elected officials.
Yep, there you go. All right. It's always great having you on. I appreciate you taking the time today.
Hey, my pleasure. Love to do it.